Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is crying.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My website is our smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's my main website. That website was founded in 1997. And my new website for the book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. There are things you can watch there, videos and articles and testimonials, all kinds of stuff there at ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Jordan Goodman, more than 10-year member of our Brain Trust. He is America's money answer man. We've been talking about some ideas that he has on how to save us money and improve the money that we have and improve the way we use that money, whether it be investments or debt. Jordan, thanks again for hanging out with us. Moneyanswers.com, is that right?
That's correct. Actually, I've just revamped the website. I've got a lot of videos on there, all kinds of links to all kinds of resources to help people both in their businesses and their personal side.
Good.
On the business side, one thing I see a lot of businesses do the wrong thing is not separating the personal and business side.
Co-mingling.
And what they don't do is they don't set it up correctly. You know, there's a lot of different choices. You can be an LLC, you can be a subchapter S, subchapter C. There's a lot of different possibilities.
Jordan,
so
let's stop.
You don't get it set up right from the beginning. You get hurt.
Jordan, hold on for a second, because one thing that I want you and me to make sure we get out is in the beginning, at the moment of conception of your small business, it's virtually impossible to separate your personal and your business. But so it might take you a day, it might take you a week, might take you a month, might take you a year, but as soon as you can, get those two pots of money separate.
And there's a website that can help people do this, actually, which is called businessanswerstoday.com.
All right.
There's a company called Nevada Corporate Planners. They do this around the country. And there's a guy named Scott Letourneau. I don't know if you know him, but he's really done this for thousands and thousands of businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to make these right choices and keep your personal and business checking accounts separately and your credit lines. You can get credit much easier than a lot of people think if you set things up right from the beginning. Sometimes your vendors will help you. There are a lot of different ways that businesses can get credit they don't seem to understand. So he has a lot of webinars and all kinds of information to help businesses get started the right way. So again, his website is businessanswerstoday.com. And a lot of folks out there trying to untangle what they did in the first place that was wrong by running their businesses on their personal credit cards and then trying to put it back together again is very, very difficult.
It's always difficult. I mean, even companies that get, when they get larger, still it's always difficult. But because as you know, Jordan, our businesses weave a very fine seam between it and our personal lives.
Yeah, well, the wider the seam, the better.
Yeah, I agree completely. So what else?
Tax-wise and getting credit-wise, everything else, it's really kind of nice. So
right.
That's something I just want to mention. That one other area, just briefly, in the credit card area, a lot of people are getting to a lot of credit card debt these days because their incomes have not gone up, but in many cases their expenses have gone up for food and gas and all kinds of other things. So they're going into credit card debt, which is very, very expensive these days, you know.
Right.
And so two ways to help them. They can get better credit cards. There's a free website, creditcardperks.com, P-E-R-K-S.com, which has both business credit cards and personal credit cards that are good. Low interest rates, rebates, frequent flyer miles, all those kind of things. And then if you're piled under in debt and you've got a lot of high interest debt, the banks aren't going to really work with you very much, go to a non-profit credit counseling place because they will get your debt down to 6-7%, something like that, help you get out of it much quicker than you ever could on your own. My favorite national organization there is called Cambridge Credit Counseling. Their website, cambridgecredit.org. Their phone number, 800-897-2200.
Have you found out, Jordan, have you found that creditors are more willing to work with people, to work out of a situation than to push people hard and push them into bankruptcy?
No, I don't don't think they are too willing to work with them. I mean, they're willing to work with a nonprofit credit counseling place, but individually they don't lower your
They don't
rate.
Want to work with the individuals. That's the reason you need to align yourself with a professional organization.
That's right. Yeah, individuals get pushed over the edge all the time. You know, you make one wrong payment, you go over limit, and then they jack your fees up to rates you just can't possibly afford, hit you with late fees, over limit fees, and really push people under. So, no, I don't think they work with people, unfortunately.
Right.
You think they would. So, anyway, CambridgeCredit.org can help people who've got a lot of either business or credit card debt.
All right. I got time for two more.
All righty. Well, another area I would say you want to do is restore your credit. A lot of people have errors in their credit reports.
Right.
And particularly, see, recently we had Target and Neiman Marcus and all these places with ID theft. So two quick things you can do there. There's a place called creditanswersnow.com, and what they do is correct errors on your credit reports, get those things as clean as possible.
Say that name again.
Creditanswersnow.com.
Creditanswersnow.
That's correct. That can help you do that. And a lot of people have no clue. And then the other thing is, if you want to protect yourself against ID theft, I use LifeLock, which works quite well. LifeLock.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. You like that company.
Yeah, I do. And I've got a special promo code there. If you say Money Answers, they'll give you 10% off.
That's a good deal.
Something like that can really help you protect yourself. And I actually got hit recently by an ID thief.
Wow.
Not by doing anything wrong myself.
Right.
Somehow to get access. Let me just see. 110 million people of Target got
hit. Oh, yeah. No, it's a nightmare. And so, folks, you got to protect yourself. Go to moneyanswers.com. Just hang out with Jordan. I promise you, as you can tell, you'll be smarter. Hey, Jordan, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks so much, Jim. Appreciate it.
Jordan Goodman, ladies and gentlemen. Moneyanswers.com. That's a great website. And he always works hard to give you practical advice. Jordan Goodman. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.